proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, and continues till this day. It carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, I encourage you to contact us here at IBJM to subscribe or obtain a sample copy. Recently, one issue of the magazine dealt with the important topic of prayer. Today, I want to share with you one of these articles which was written by Brother Daniel Abraham, who is a Jewish believer. Let's now discuss Paul's fervent prayer. What does one need to do in order to reach Jewish people with the gospel? Knowledge of Jewish traditions and rabbinic teachings? Expertise in the Old Testament? Ability to speak Hebrew? While these things can aid the believer to help a Jewish person understand his need in order to inherit eternal life, they do not provide the driving force for Jewish evangelism. While explaining Paul's plan for Israel, past, present, and future, in Romans chapters 9 through 11, Paul gives us the key for reaching Jewish souls for Christ. He said in Romans 10:1, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Paul prayed for his kinsmen according to the flesh to be saved. Jewish evangelism techniques are powerless if they are not grounded in prayer. Let's notice two things about Paul's fervent prayer. First, his prayer is coupled with his heart's desire. You will not pray effectively without proper desire. Paul's desire to see Jewish people saved is clearly seen through his words and actions in the New Testament. His words not only express his personal desire for the salvation of Israel as a Jew himself, but they are also an expression of God's desire. The author of this article, Brother Abraham, began serving in Israel some years ago with his family. He was reared by a Jewish Israeli woman. He could say that he loves the Jews, especially Israeli Jews, but he can also testify to the biblical description of the Jewish people. As the Bible says, they are stiff-necked, hard-hearted, and stubborn, yet he loves them. I can attest to that. It's not a natural desire or love, but rather God's love that was impressed upon my friend. Although Brother Abraham had reasons in the flesh to love Israel, his mother being an Israeli, he had zero desire to live in Israel or even associate with the nation of Israel, which he was a dual citizen, until he became a believer in Jesus Christ. It was only then that his heart had a new desire. It was a desire to see the salvation of his people, Israel. It is a desire that is in line with God's desire. Without this heart's desire, as Paul had, it is impossible to endure the challenges that come with Jewish evangelism. It is also this heart's desire that motivates the believer to pray for the salvation of Israel. Secondly, Paul's prayer was driven by the need. Paul mentions his heart's desire and prayer while explaining the spiritual condition of Israel. From the end of chapter 9 of Romans to the beginning of chapter 10, Paul is explaining how his fellow Jews failed to understand Jesus Christ, that he is the end of the law for righteousness. Therefore, they stumbled at that stumbling stone. We will not pray for the salvation of Israel until we understand their ignorance of the Savior. Daily, Jewish people are stumbling over him, not understanding who he is and what he has done for them on the cross. Imagine that you are sitting in an outdoor cafe in Tel Aviv, and you saw one stone sticking up out of the sidewalk. As one Jewish person walks by, he stumbles over that stone and falls to the ground. Then another comes and does the same thing, and another, and so forth. Would you not do something to prevent more Jewish people from stumbling over that stone? Yet each day, they are stumbling into eternity, not knowing and believing in Jesus the Messiah. What is our response to such a situation? May our hearts be like that as Paul's, that our heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Thank you for tuning into this program as we have discussed Paul's fervent prayer. Again, this was from an article recently published by IBJM's quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to get your copy of the magazine or desire to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.